Hey there, and welcome to the Unverified Podcast with your host Shimmering Potato and co-host Spooky Wagon.
Right, this is the Unverified Podcast where we don't have an intro yet. I'm your host, Shimmering Potato, and with me is my ever so spooky guest, or co-host rather, Spooky Wagon.
Ever so spooky guest.
Ever so spooky guest. He keeps all on you sometimes, you know?
I am, for my size, I am very, very sneaky.
I don't know how.
I scare my wife all the time.
This week, we're going to talk about names.
Particular names.
Yes. How we got our usernames. And, you know, the podcast name. But that's later.
Later on.
So now, Spooky, have you thought about your names that you used in the past?
I've had, to my knowledge, the two big ones that I've used were Plastic Crown and Spooky Wagon. But Plastic Crown was primarily used, so for the greater part of a decade. Spooky Wagon's pretty new.
How new?
Ooh, 2019?
Well, that's pretty new.
Yeah.
Now, why did you come up with Plastic Crown?
Why?
Or how as well?
Well, I didn't know. Let me start before Plastic Crown. I had other names that I don't remember. I was on PS3. That was when I started really getting into gaming. And I had random names. But the very first time I ever spoke with somebody, you know, I had a Bluetooth. And I forgot their name, but I enjoyed it. I'm like, man, that's creative. I need to sit down and come up with a really creative name. Because, you know, there's all sorts of stuff, like there's 420, there's 69, this, that. So, you know,
yes.
I need to.
You don't
something.
Like the numbers.
Well, not necessarily numbers, but like everyone had like something that was similar or there were very unique names. So I wanted something unique. So I guess Plastic Crown, you know, I was sitting there playing with a Burger King crown and I'm like, Paper Crown. Nah, what about Plastic Crown? Sure. And I rolled with it and it ended up. Before that it was Activision Raven before Plastic Crown.
Did you work for Activision?
No, that's what everybody thought though, and it made me feel cool.
So it was like a trolling aspect to it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That was fun.
How funny would it be if you ran into an actual Activision, you know, employee and they're like, hey, what department do you work in? And you say, I don't work for Activision. And then
secret.
You get banned on an Activision game.
Yeah, I could see that happening. I didn't have it long though. Like I said, I wanted to come up with something more creative. I just kind of pieced it together. It was a wordplay. What about you? What was your very first?
So, okay. My very first username. This is kind of cringy. Oh. You know the game RuneScape, right?
RuneScape, yeah.
Yeah, so this is like sixth grade when I first started to get into like PC. And I didn't know like the game itself was about. And they're like, oh, I don't know any names. What should I be named? And like one of me and Rock, our friend, his old roommate, he suggested Arthur. And being at that age, I did not know how to spell Arthur. So I ended up spelling A-tor.
A-tor.
Yes. Like, it's like literally A-tor.
Like A-T-O-R?
And, like, A-T-O-U-R.
You, wow.
Yeah, yeah. And then I had the number 4, you know, because it's my favorite number. But, yeah, so I ended up being that, just for RuneScape. It was a short-lived name because I never played RuneScape often.
Your favorite number's 4?
Yes.
Same.
See? This is why we started a podcast. We have so many things in common, like numbers.
Like numbers.
Yeah, like numbers.
We got the same, we're going to be best friends forever.
We got like the same color, the same number. Come on.
Maybe the same game one day.
One
day in the future. All right, so you had Artor. How many names have you? A-tor. How many names have you had?
4, I think.
In total?
I believe. If you don't want to count A-tor, let's see.
If it's a username.
Yeah, so four total, I'd say.
All right, what was number 2?
Number 2? Oh, God, this is even more cringy.
How does it get worse?
2007, okay. This is where everything went downhill. So, I used to be addicted to this Flash game called Naruto Arena that probably not many people would have heard about. Huh. So, like, I was super weeby, okay? I love Naruto. I still do. And with this name, the name I came up with was Z the Death God.
Z the Death God.
Yes. Cringy.
It's cringy, Edgeboard. But it's still that's a good username, you know? That's probably in, like, a lot of the younger men's department for usernames.
13 years old, man, when I started playing this Flash game and got it. I got a reputation there. Even though I wasn't that good. It was a Flash game, okay? A child's Flash game. And they had a forum where I inadvertently ruined many series because I read spoilers because people don't have spoiler tags on it. I ended up being, like, you know, people obviously shortened that to Z. So I still have some friends from, you know, that time who still call me that. And, yeah. It's evolved since. So not many people know about that name.
Yeah, I still have a lot of Discord friends that refer to me as Plastic. Because Spooky was on PC. So
right.
That was a Xbox name. Xbox, PlayStation, all that good stuff. Phone game.
So how come you came up with Spooky Wagon?
Oh, gosh.
Like, okay. Changing from Plastic Crown to Spooky Wagon.
You know those moments in life where, like, you start a business, right? And you come up with the name for it. And then, like, years down the road, someone just has a better name. You're like, shit, we should have changed the name to this or that. And that's kind of how I felt. Like, I've always been Plastic Crown. And a lot of people just called me Plastic or Plastico or something. And Spooky Wagon, it wasn't a song, but it was there was an interview with a musician, and he had said something about him and his buddies sitting around a campfire talking about coming up with, like, nicknames or something. And he said something along the lines of a Spooky Wagon. And I'm like, oh, that is a good nickname. You know what? It's time for a change. So I kind of inherited that name.
So with Spooky Wagon, is the wagon you're referring to like the old-fashioned wagon, or is it like a station wagon, or, you know?
You could think of it however wagon. You want. We got to keep that up to the imagination.
So, but it's pretty spooky though, right?
It could be.
Even though I've known you for, like, I don't know, maybe a year now? A little over that?
Yeah, just about over.
I noticed that you're a wuss when it comes to spooky stuff, though.
I don't do spooky stuff.
Isn't that ironic? Your name's Spooky Wagon, yet you get spooked.
Maybe I was just identifying something that scared me. But no, I do get spooked with scary games. I don't like scary games, man. Like, I don't like scary movies.
I don't know why not.
Because I don't like being scared. But no, Spooky Wagon was kind of nice.
You're a big fellow, all right? You're 6'6", I don't know. we'll say you're 6'6". And yet 6'5". You get spooked.
I do. It's not... I don't know, man. It's part of who I am. I get scared of stuff. But no, it was nice because it wasn't just a name change. When I was in Plastic, when I was using Plastic Crown, I tried to start a couple of Discord pages and Facebook things for communities.
Right.
And I was always trying to, like, support a community or push for, like, doing the work for somebody else kind of thing, like working for a boss that doesn't recognize your potential kind of thing. So when I switched names, I also stopped doing stuff like that and started doing my own thing, which I enjoy a lot more now.
Now, do you prefer Spooky over Plastic Crown?
I do. Spooky Wagon, it's unique. I identify as Spooky Wagon now, so.
See, I like both of your names that you've used compared to what I've used. That's just me. It's, like, less cringy.
Everyone's got a couple cringe things. I've had a couple of cringy ideas, but I'm like, no, that's, you can't do that. Oh, other people are going to see this.
So those are the only two you have
Primarily, yeah. There was, yeah. Well, technically there's three, like I said, Activision, Raven, but that was so short lived. And
yeah. That's how I feel with, you know, A-Tor. Like literally. It was literally short lived. It only lasted like maybe a week.
Yeah, mine was about 2 or 3 months when I was playing Call of Duty, some of the old ones. But like, I remember playing Modern Warfare 2, and that's when I had switched to Plastic Crown. And I remember running around the map trying to just knife people. And
oh, yeah.
It was so satisfying when you would hear someone come on comms and go, man, who was this Plastic Crown? He came out of nowhere. And it just made you feel good, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So that's when I was like, all right, yeah, I picked a good name. Because, like, hearing somebody else say it in an angry way made me feel good. But if it was like, ah, oh, man, here's hit you in the face with the rock. Where did he come from? Like, that's just weird. Or A-Tor.
Yeah.
Who was this A-Tor?
You should have seen my Xbox days when I had another name change.
Ooh, what was that one?
So I expanded off the Z persona, mm-hmm. per se, and it became Zponer 1337.
Oh,
because,
no.
You know, adding numbers made it cool, especially when it was Leet. Like, 1337 is Leet in terms of, you know, the language. That was my Xbox days. Wasn't too hardcore in Xbox.
Is that a play on a certain word?
Nah, yeah, I pwned you. Like, I owned you, but with a P instead.
Oh.
Yeah, because, you know, Zeta Death God was too many characters. So
sounds
I had to
a lot
come
like
with
Boner.
Something shorter. Yeah. I had to come with something shorter, because that was over 16 characters, I believe.
Good lord.
Yeah. I mean, I still have issues with Shimmering Potato because of how long it is.
Shimmering Potato is pretty long.
Yes.
But I've heard people call you like Potato, Shim. I don't think I've ever heard anybody call you Shimmering Potato, like using the full syllables and full words.
Some do, like streamers. If I'm in their chat, they'll say my full name. I guess because they enjoy saying it for some reason. Like, it's like, huh, I love your name. And then, so, around, I don't know, 2010-ish, 2011, like in the summer, I'm in high school now, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to shed off that name, the Z persona, completely. And I decided, you know, I'm going to try RuneScape again, see how I like it, you know, and try it again. So I have to come up with a new name because I got locked out of A-Tor. Because I couldn't remember the name, like username password combination. And so I sit there for like 20 minutes trying to find out a name. And like every time I try it, it seems like it was taken. But I'm pretty sure the issue was it was too long of a name, right?
Yeah.
Because I tried fried banana. I'm like, damn, that's taken. Boiled banana. Damn, that's taken. All right.
Boiled
who has
banana.
This all? Yeah, yeah. I was just coming up with random stuff. And then I was like, damn, that's taken. And then I try like a shiny potato. I'm like, oh man, that's taken too. And then shimmering potato. And I was like, oh, that works. So I went with that. I'm like, whoever came up with those other names had to be like someone like me, just, you know, coming up
pulling
with random
teeth.
Words.
Yeah.
And putting it with a banana. So, I mean, I could have been known as a banana, but you know, somehow that changed to potato. And then
potato
it was
though.
Around yeah, and then definitely like me and our friend, you know, our friend Fluffy Bacon.
Yeah.
We were looking for a game to play during the summer because we're both on PC. And we go across League of Legends. This was like 2010, like I said. And I liked the name Shimmering Potato from, you know, RuneScape. I was like, huh. I'll go with that. And that became my new name for like a decade now.
Yeah, it's difficult picking a username, and that's something that I urge anybody to spend days, weeks on if you must. I know sometimes when like, especially nowadays when you play a new game, what I used to do was, I never used to do this, but I started doing it over the last like 4 or 5 years. You get the game, you install it, you just put in a username. It doesn't matter what it is. And you just play the game because you know that you're going to restart it. You know, don't make any purchases. Just learn the game, kind of get a feel for it. So when you go back into it, you kind of have an edge in the beginning, which can help a lot.
Yeah.
But picking that username that you end up using and using and using, there's one of two outcomes. Either I've just always had it. It is what it is. Or you build your entire persona around it. You know, it doesn't necessarily become who you are, but a gaming community is huge nowadays. I mean, it's massive. And gamers like to identify other gamers by their name. That is your name at that point. That is who you are.
Yes.
So
it's like in the military, how you're known as your last name, but here we're known as our username.
Exactly. Which could either be first or last. You know, I've been called Wagon a bunch, but I've been called Spooky a bunch.
I've been called Shim or Potato.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's very, when you hear your full name, it's either really exciting or really scary. Like, oh shit, am I in trouble? But
oh yeah, like when your mom
exactly,
says your middle name.
Yeah. Oh, that is bad. It's never a good day. But no, having a good username is extremely important.
Yes.
If you're going to build off of it. If you're gonna
Yes. Stream... Especially nowadays.
Exactly, yeah.
Because back in my day we didn't have streaming. Like we really didn't.
See, we back
had
in your day.
MLG stuff. We had MLG, you know, Major League Gaming.
Yep.
Like, if you're really, you're top of the top for Call of Duty. And at the time, I didn't have good internet because I'd lag and disconnect every 2 minutes. And it turned out it was just the modem. But I didn't know that back then.
Who knows? It's weird. I mean, with technology changing too, there's new names coming out, new companies coming out, there's new platforms, there's new, everything is new. And I mean, you can start the year off thinking you're on top. By the end of the year, there's already new stuff out. So
yes,
picking something that sticks with you for that length of time is also, it's important. You need to pick a good name.
Yeah, it's like how a band doesn't change its name too often.
Yeah. I mean, they might go through singers or guitarists or...
Yeah, but they always stay the same.
Yeah, it is who it is. Which is good too, because if you pick something original... It's unique. It's going to stick there forever. I still remember some gamer names, just people I've run across with such distinct usernames that you just don't forget.
Oh, yeah.
I remember one of the first ones I ever saw was Peter. And I'm like, oh, it's just Peter. Just plain Peter.
Hey, that's really hard to get nowadays, like your first name or just a one-word name.
Yeah, that's difficult. But Peter got it, and he stuck with it. Good for Peter, man. I remember you.
Whatever he ever was the first for every other game.
Do what?
To get Peter. If he ever gets his name, Peter.
I mean, I wouldn't say that it's a very common gamer name, but if your name's Peter and you want to try it, man. There's already one taken. Yeah. You can't.
yeah, I can't think of any names off the top of my head.
Peter definitely stuck out because it was just so plain and simple. And I was like, look at this Peter. Look at Peter. Look at what he's doing. He's just running around like he's crazy.
I can't think of any names off the top of my head that, like, you know, made me laugh. I mean, obviously there was a few ones, but they're kind of offensive. it was like JFK's Bullet or something. I don't remember.
There was another one that I remembered. It was called Dropped My Pocket.
Drop my pocket.
Yeah, it reminds me of the joke, like, can you point down to the ground and go, oh no, you dropped your pocket, and somebody looks down like they actually dropped their pocket. So that was a funny one. But yeah, find something that you like, something that
and that's
you
not
can
offensive.
Build your platform around. Don't use offensive shit. That's so dumb.
I mean, understand that, you know, if you're a teenager, you have those edgy, you know, years. But it will come back to haunt you.
I mean, I agree with you, but I don't think it'll come back to haunt you. You're just never going to go anywhere with that name.
Yeah.
And when you start a new name, no one's going to know who you are.
Yeah.
So if you're serious about using in games, let's just stick with games. Like, if you're serious about gaming and you want to expand your brand, so to speak, you got to have a good brand. You have to have an easy to pronounce name. It's got to be simple and something people will remember and not be offended by, which is also difficult to do sometimes. But
yes. You can't please everyone.
You're never gonna make anybody happy. I've even gotten marks on my name, and it has nothing to do with anything racial, but it happens. It happens. Well, speaking of names, unqualified.
Yes. Unqualified. Are you talking about what we're gonna name our original, like the podcast originally?
Yes.
Yes.
Unqualified.
So, the process we went through naming.
That was indeed a process.
We could not agree on names.
It was literally black and white. It was hit or miss. It was, oh, that's good, but no. Or, oh, all right, we'll put that on a list. I mean, I don't know how many. We went through, 15, 20, a couple thousand maybe.
We spent an hour, literally, just going back and forth. Do you like this one? No. You like this one? Nah. You like this one? No, that one's all right. We'll keep it for future use.
If we can't come up with anything else.
Yeah. One of the things I saw in the list was incoming boomer. And I just kind of laughed. I was like, that'd be good. Maybe we'll have that as a segment, you know? We'll talk about how Spooky boomed himself during the week.
Listen, I think that would make a great gamer name.
It would. So if you're out there listening, there you go. You have a new name, incoming boomer.
That's one to remember.
Yes.
What was number two? I know we had a list of three.
I think my top one was Qualified Nerds.
Qualified Nerds was on there.
Because the intro I thought of was welcome to Qualified Nerds. We're not really qualified to talk about anything, but we're just two nerds talking about whatever we want.
Which, I mean, that couldn't be anything. That's the perfect truth right there.
Yes.
It is, but...
And then...
What about the gamer one?
The gamer one, No Rest for the Gamers.
Yeah, that was a pretty good one.
That one was too long, but I liked it because it made sense about us, even though, I get off early.
I think that's more of a title.
Yes.
Yeah.
Words, what was the difficult other one? I know you wanted something to do with coffee and donuts.
Coffee at and one donuts. Point. I'm trying to look back through our list right now. I know we wrote them down, didn't we?
Yes. I know you really liked salty potatoes.
I did like salty potatoes. That one, I don't know why. That just, it was interesting. Where are
that
you?
That one just, there you are. That was just, too much. It felt like it emphasized me too much. And I felt attacked, Spooky. Because
attacked?
Am I salty?
Well, no, we can both be salty. Trying to scroll back through. I'm not quite seeing them. Naked Turtle Podcast. Oh no,
that was the one your wife came up with.
Yeah, Naked Turtle. Oh, and Restless. Restless Podcast and Naked Turtle Podcast.
Restless was kind of impossible, if we're being real, just based off names.
Yeah.
You already know it's... It's gonna be taken.
Call of the Nerd. Nerd Phobia. Nerd Out.
What was the one I liked that had phobia? Potato Phobia? I think that was one I was like, that's funny. I'm going to keep that for when I do a Just Play or something.
Oh yeah, Coffee and Donuts. I did suggest that.
Yeah. Nerd Not, Fall of Nerds.
Call of Nerds is really...
Yes. Funny. We were going to go with Unqualified Nerds, but there was a YouTube channel called Unqualified Nerd who did reaction videos, and we didn't feel like,
don't want to steal someone's thunder.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, we have, dude, I'm looking for through days of us talking about names.
And then I told you about crits and chips.
Crits and chips, I remember that.
You didn't know what a crit was. that was definitely a boomer moment.
Well, I know what critics are, but...
No, critical, critical hit.
Oh, critical, yeah. I'm in the cowboy stuff right now.
Yeah.
For Red Dead.
And then an old name, that was going to be me and Rock's, whole... YouTube channel, Bro Time.
Bro Time?
Yes. Even though, bro, and then time spelled like, the what is it, spice? Flavor?
It's an herb. Know.
Herb, yeah.
Yes, it is an herb.
Yes.
You can grow time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't find
have more time.
I think that was it, Bro Time.
Yeah. And then, we were joking, we were joking out on another friend, and it was how funny it would be if we named the podcast Unverified, and then we just got verified on Twitter or something. How funny would that be? And then everyone was like, that's it.
That's
the name. That's the one. Who would have thought? I didn't.
Who would have thunk? I honestly, like, when I first heard you say that, I actually thought to myself, I was like, haha, that would be funny. Like, that would be a really cool name. But it was just irony. so unlikely to have become the name.
Yes. Organically is how we came up with it instead of forcing it, you know, with Nerd Out or, you know, Qualified Nerds.
Trying to read. Yeah, that's I can only go back to Coffee and Donut. I don't remember the other ones.
We focused too much on the nerd part, to be honest.
We spent a good at least a day or two on nerd.
Yeah.
But I'm really happy with the name that we came up with. Unverified.
Yeah.
Official.
Official.
It's there.
Definitely. We, you know, I mean, you wanted a second input. Like the next day, it's like after we decided, yeah, Unverified, so it's like Ninja Turtle podcast. But that didn't really say what the show was about, in my opinion.
I mean, I think once we came up with Unverified and once that was verified to be the name, we really couldn't move past it. It was like, that's it. Like, we can come up with as many other options as we'd like, even if they're perfect names, it still doesn't fit. It's not, it was already decided.
Hey, well, at least, you know, with Naked Turtle, you can actually have that as a username.
Yeah, there's another one for you, Naked Turtle. Oh, my God. That Shimmering Potato was killed by Naked Turtle. Everyone. Yeah, we're going to help everybody out.
We're going to help everyone find their name, their calling, and their self-discovery of names.
My daughter actually suggested Captain Turtle.
Captain Turtle?
Yeah.
I'm sure that's taken, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think there's really a rhyme or reason to names. It's just whatever you think is funny or you enjoy. Because I get called Shim, Shimmer, Shimmy, Potato, Tater, Taters. And it's like, I have so many variations to my name. It's, like, weird.
I typically only have two.
Yeah, Spooky or Boomer.
Yeah, that's about it. It's not even in the name. Hey, just because I'm not up to 100% of today's things does not make me a boomer. We're going to go ahead and get that out of the way early on in this season. I am not an actual boomer. I'm really not.
The one name I've thought about a lot for this podcast as well was Boomer versus Zoomer. Even though we're both, you're not a boomer and I'm not a Zoomer. I'm only like 4 years younger than you, if that.
We're going to have quite a few titles with Boomer versus Zoomer coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Quite a
Maybe
few.
We'll have that as a segment at one point. We'll see. Special we'll see how this goes. Well, guys, that's all we have for Unverified Podcast this week. I don't know what we're going to come up with next week. We'll think about that. Maybe leave a suggestion in any of our social medias that we have yet to, you know, come up with. So, catch y'all later.